6, verse 29 and verse 26. Thus David, the son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel. And the time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years reigned he in Hebron, 33 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And he died in a good old age, full of days, riches and honor. Solomon his son reigned in his stead. Now, the acts of David the king, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of Samuel the seer, book of Nathan the prophet, the book of Gad the seer, with all his reign and all his might, and all the times that went over him, and over Israel, and over all the kingdoms of the countries. We know God will add his blessing to the public reading of his word. David, as we know, is one of the lovely pictures of Christ in the Old Testament. He was a son. He was the shepherd, one of the seven shepherds of the Old Testament. He was the substitute who went out to face Goliath instead of Saul or instead of any of the men of the armies. He was also the sufferer who knew what it was to suffer under the hands of Saul. He was all of that. And other analogies can be drawn. He was a sovereign as well. But I want you to think not just of the comparisons of David and the Lord Jesus. I want you to think of the contrast for just a few moments. It's a very good exercise, wherever you can, to look for Christ in all the Scriptures. So are there contrasts here with David and with Christ in the section we read together? Think of me, first of all, of the fact that how this section begins. David reigned. Christ was rejected. David reigned for 40 years. 33 years. It's interesting. It's 33 years he reigned over in Jerusalem. Lord Jesus for 33 years was rejected by Jerusalem and Judea. So a contrast in reigning versus being rejected. Not only that, David, the son of Jesse, died. Christ was crucified. Now, we recognize that men could not put him to death. He gave his life. Our brother mentioned it this morning in worship. His committing himself to his Father was an act of faith, confidence. Into thy hands I commend my spirit. David died. The Lord Jesus Christ was crucified. Interesting, the two or three expressions that are used concerning what men did. They crucified, they killed the Prince of Life. So, killing is put in opposition to life. They killed the Prince of Life. They crucified the most shameful death possible, the Lord of Glory. The one who was glory itself endured the shameful death of the cross. Crucified the Lord of Glory. They killed the Prince of Life. They rejected, they wanted a murder to be given them instead of the one who was holy and just. So David died. Christ was crucified. Read here that David died in a good old age, full of days. You read that and you cannot help but think of what it says that concerning him. He was cut off in the midst of his years. Didn't die in a good old age. Cut off in the midst of his years. In the prime of life, he gave himself. In all the fullness of his person, and all the strength of his being, like the ox, strong to labor, he's seen going to Calvary, moving to the cross. So he's contrasted with David as well, relative to dying in a good old age versus being cut off in the midst of his years. David died full of riches. How did Christ die? You know the grace of our Lord Jesus, though he was rich, yet he became poor. Now, poverty marked him all his life, material poverty, likely, but also we think of the lowliness of his stoop. A lowly man amongst men, marked by being unrecognized, unappreciated, undervalued in every way, marked by poverty. David died old, full of days, good old age, riches, honor. Honor. How did Christ die? Honor. Thou hast known my reproach, my shame, my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee. So David died in the palace, family around, likely grieving and feeling for him. Christ died surrounded by foes, the enemies. Psalm 22 depicts it as bulls and lions and dogs surrounding Calvary, baying and crying out for more of his blood, vengeance and hatred. David died in the comforts of a palace, surrounded by friends, and they gave him an honorable burial. Not so with Christ. We read as well here, not only did he die old, full of days, and full of honor and riches and so forth, reminded here that all the acts of David, first to last, can be written in three books. Right? All of David's life, from first to last, summarized in three books. Samuel, Gad, and Nathan. Your mind has to go to the end of John chapter 21. If all the books could be filled, if all that Christ did could be written, the world itself could contain the books that it would contain. As great as the life of David was, it pales. Keep in mind that God took someone who was called the least. When Samuel went to inquire of Jesse about his sons, seven passed before him, and none were suitable. He says, isn't there any other one? Don't you have another son? He says, yes, he's the least. You recall as well that Micah says that out of Bethlehem, though it be the least in Judea. So God took the least, from the least, made him the greatest king Israel ever had. As great as David was, far greater one, Christ himself. Great David's greater son. Little wonder we can sing as we did this morning. Hallelujah. What a Savior. Mm-hmm.